ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ವಾಂಗ್ ಮೇ ಮನಸಿ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಾ, ಮನೋ ಮೇ ವಾಚಿ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಂ, ಆವಿರಾವಿರ್ಮಯೇಧೀ ವೇದಸ್ಯ ಮ ಆಣಿ ಇಂಸ್ಥಃ, ಶ್ರುತಂ ಮೇ ಮಾ ಪ್ರಹಾಸೀಹಿ ಅನೇನಾಧೀತೆನಹೋರಾತ್ರಾನ್ ಸಂದಧಾಮಿ, ಋತಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ, ತನ್ಮಾಮವತು ತದ್ವಕ್ತಾರಮವತು, ಅವತು ಮಾಂ ಅವತು ವಕ್ತಾರಮವತು ವಕ್ತಾರಂ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಸೋ ವಿ ಸಾ ಇನ್ ದಿ second chapter of Aitareya Upanishad in the last webinar, the essence of that chapter was, number one, the description of samsara, and for what purpose? Vairagyartham samsara varnana, for getting vairagyam. In what form? Avasata traya rupena, in the form of three avasatas, which was very unique to Aitareya Upanishad. Then the second point was atma jnanam through the words of Rishi Vamadeva, and three, Atma Jnana Phalam in the form of Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti. And before starting the third chapter of the Upanishad, the teacher says, Yathasthana said in that manner. And now, let us enter into the third chapter of the Upanishad and the final chapter, and let us read. ಕೋಯಮಾತ್ಮೇತಿ ವಯಮುಪಾಸ್ಮಹೇ ಕತರಸ್ಸ ಆತ್ಮ ಯೇನ ವಾ ರೂಪಂ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಯೇನ ವಾ ಶಬ್ದಂ ಶೃಣೋತಿ ಯೇನ ವಾ ಗಂಧಾನ್ ಆಜಿಗ್ರತಿ ಯೇನ ವಾ ವಾಚಂ ವ್ಯಾಕರೋತಿ ಯೇನ ವಾ ಸ್ವಾದು ಚ ಅಸ್ವಾದು ಚ ವಿಜಾನಾತಿ ಏತದ್ ಹೃದಯಂ ಮನಶ್ಚೈತತ್. So here the Mahavakya Vichara that is being done, that is how this knowledge is to be acquired. And if you remember the first chapter, there the Srishti was elaborately mentioned. Then the Jiva Anupravesha, Brahma, Jiva Rupena, Shariram, Anupravishat, the Jiva entering into the body was mentioned. And thereafterwards the Upanishad said, that Jiva discovered itself to be Sa Atmanam Brahma Tatamam Apashyat. The Jiva discovered himself to be Brahman. How? The Upanishad did not reveal. Like a trade secret. It was kept secret in the first chapter. And in the second chapter also, the three abodes, avasatas, were mentioned. Then it was said that sage Vamadeva recognized that I am birthless. The Shariram alone has Janma. And again the Upanishad did not say how Vamadeva recognized that. So in both chapters, they got the knowledge alone that is mentioned, but not the methodology or means of getting that knowledge. And it is that method that is being said. So Tattvam Padartha Shodhana Rupam. The method is in the form of enquiry, Tattvam. And what is that inquiry into the truth? Atma Vicharaha. Enquiry about myself. Who am I? Kasvam Koham Kuta Ayataha Kame Janani Kome Tataha. All those. So in short, I am Atma Kaha. Of course, with the help of the Shastram and Guru only one has to inquire this. That must always be added. So Guru Shastra Vina, without the help of the Guru and Shastram, the inquiry cannot be fruitful. So the means to get this knowledge is what? Enquiry into the nature of oneself with the help of Guru and Shastra. And therefore the Upanishad tells a story of some people making this inquiry. Shankaracharya, you know, in his introduction, he says, Kechit Brahmanaha Sattva Guna Pradanaha. Some people, some mature, noble-minded people who have got Vairagyam towards Iha, Amutra, Pala, Bhogam. All these are all languages from Tattva Bodha. So who are seriously interested in Atma Jnanam. those people, they assembled. And what did they do in that assembly? Koyam Atma Vayam Upasmahe. So those people inquired, and this is within quotes. What is the question they asked themselves? Kaha Ayam. Who is this? This refers to this, the I. Who is this I? I means this first person I. So I am iti aparokshataya nirdisyamanaha aham shabda vachyaha ityartaha. So I am, who is this I? Atmeti vayam upasmahe, which we constantly think about as myself, atma iti, as atma. So who is this I? So I am aham shabda vachyaha kaha. Yam vayam atma iti upasmahe, about whom we always think about, upasmahe. Because remember, all the time, our thoughts are centered on ourselves. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. And even when I think of someone else or something else, that is also because that is connected to me. Therefore, either I am concerned about ahankara or about mamakara, mama vishayam. Therefore, what we call as others is not really others, because they are all yours only. We forget, actually, in all these things. So either in the form of mamakara or ahankara, everyone is concerned about oneself alone. And these noble people, they discuss about that I, the Atma, the self. Okay. And they have some doubts, because we have got different layers of personality. We already read all those things earlier. Annamaya is there. Often we identify as what? Aham sthulaha, aham krishaha. Whenever say I am fat, I am lean, it is annamaya atma. And when we say I am hungry, I am thirsty, it refers to pranamaya atma. And when we say I am upset, I am angry, I am agitated, that refers to manomaya atma. And when I say I know, I have decided, I am firm, that refers to vijnanamaya atma. And when I say I am sleepy, we are going to say anandamaya atma. Therefore, there are so many eyes. So the people here are asking the question, kataraha kaha atma. Which one is the atma? It is annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya. It is an independent question. But kataraha, kataraha means which one of the two is atma. Even though they listed so many things, which one of the two is atma is the question. In Sanskrit, kataraha can be used only when you want to refer to one of the two. If you want to refer to one of the many, we don't say kataraha, but we say katamaha. So here the people have got a doubt only about two things. Therefore, kataraha atma. So now we have to find out which two are the things that these people are referring. So Shankaracharya, he writes elaborate commentary. In the previous chapters, the teacher had said, Param Brahma alone had entered the body as Chidabhasa, Chaitanyam, Jivatma. So, Param Brahma eva anena jivena atmana, in the form of jivatmana, jivatma, the chidabhasa, the consciousness has entered the body. Therefore, one doubt is the atma, this chaitanyam alone, which is nothing but the Brahma chaitanyam, which has entered the body? That is one question. And the second question is based on another Shruti Vakyam, another Vedic reference. In another part of Veda, it is clearly said that the Hiranyagarbha has entered the sthula shariram, the gross body, in the form of what? Sukshma shariram Hiranyagarbha has entered. Samashti sukshma sharira upahita chaitanyam. As Hiranyagarbha. So this samashti sukshma sharira alone has entered as Hiranyagarbha into the sthula shariram as what? Vyashti Sukshma Shariram, the individual Sukshma Shariram. And the Hiranyagarbha is called Saguna Brahma. So both are Brahman. One is Saguna Brahman Hiranyagarbha, another is Nirguna Brahma Chaitanyam. So Saguna Brahma Hiranyagarbha Sukshma Sharira Rupena Sthula Shariram Pravishtavan. So that is the Shruti Vakyam. So Imam Purusham Prapadhabhyam Prapadya. That is the Shruti Vakyam. So that's what it said. And there also the root is mentioned. In the Shruti, it is said that Hiranyagarbha entered through the feet, it seems. Through the sole of the feet. Who entered? Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Sushma. So, Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, Sukhpra Sharira Rupenam, Prapadabhyam, Prapadhyata. So, entered the physical body through the sole of the feet. Whereas, Nirgunam from Brahma, how did he enter? The Chaitanyam. Yetaya Dwara, through Brahmarandram. If you remember, we said in the previous webinar, entered the physical body through the Brahmarandram as the Chidabhasa. Brahmarandram is the top of the head. So, as the Chidabhasa. So, now we have got two things. One is the Sukshma Sharira has entered through the back door, as it were, through the feet, and the Chaitanyam has entered through the front door, namely through the Brahmarandram. So, actually, if you in our villages and all, if you remember, the houses normally have two doors. One entry, the front entry, and another is the back entry. The servants and all other people, they enter through the back doors. So, Sukshma Sharira is like servant only, because it is meant to serve us. It is only an instrument. It is a karanam. So, Sukshma Shariram, being karanatmakam, being an instrument, they are like servants, and so they enter through the sole of the feet. Whereas, Atma, that is back entry. Atma being the yajamana, Brahmarandra dwara, Jivatma Swami, pravishate. So, what is the doubt now? Whether the I refers to Sukshma Sharira or Chaitanyam? This is the question. This is what these noble people are discussing now. And the student, he will eliminate one by one. Whether the Indriyas are Atma, the Manaha is Atma, Vijnanam is Atma. All those questions will be put and they will gradually eliminate each one of them. So, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, they will all be eliminated. Because Sukshma Shariram is made up of what? Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha and Vijnanamaya Kosha is the subtle body. So, having negated, these are all fundamentals from Tattva Bodha, so I am not elaborating any of them. So, having negated the entire Sukshma Shariram, the subtle body, the student will understand that the Chaitanyam alone is Atma. So, here the seekers, they are taking each one of them, they are each one of these instruments, Indriyas, and ask the question, is this Indriyam the Atma, etc. So, now let us look at the mantra. Yena va rupam pashyati. So, yena chakshusha, we have to supply through the eyes. So, with which eye a person perceives the rupam? Is this eye the Atma? The chakshuhu Atma. And the Upanishad does not give the answer, we have to supply. And what is that? Na. Iti te nischitavantaha. This is how they decided. It is not. Then, yena va shabdam shrunoti. Is this the ear with which we listen to the sound? Is the Atma? Again we supply, na iti nishchitavantaha. No. Similarly, yena va gandhan ajigrathi. Is the nose with which we grasp the smell, the Atma? Again, na iti nishchitavantaha. Similarly, yena va vacham vyakaroti. Is the vak with which one utters the words? Is the vagindriyam? Is it the Atma? Again, na iti nishchitavantaha. Na, it is not. Then, yena cha swadu aswadu cha vijaniti saha Atma kim? Is the tongue with which one tastes the good taste and bad taste? Is that rasanendriyam? Is that the Atma? Again, we have to supply the answer. Na iti nishchitavantaha. Each one after various arguments, they came to the conclusion, the details are not given in the Upanishad, we have to supply. So, four Jnanendriyas have been mentioned. What are those? Chakshuhu, eyes, Shrotram, ears, Gandha, smell, and Rasa, taste. And one Karmendriya, namely walk, that has been mentioned. Therefore, the student discovered that Jnanendriyas and Karmendriyas are not Atma. So, Yenava, Yetas Sarvam Kriyate, Tatsarvam na Atma iti nishchitavantaha. Why? Tesham karanatvat. All these things are instruments used by us. The instrument can never be the agent. The pramanam cannot be the pramatha. The karanam cannot be the kartha. The used instrument cannot be the user agent. So, one part of Sukshma Shariram has been negated now. Now the seekers, they go to another part of Sukshma Shariram. And what is that? Yad, yetat hridayam. Hridayam here refers to buddhi. this intellect with which a person decides, a person judges. So, etat hridayam api. Then we have to supply, atma kim, is it atma? Is the intellect the atma? They ask the question and again they arrived at the answer, na, no. So, these mantras are very, very incomplete mantras here. We have to supply a lot. The Upanishad only says intellect and we have to include a question and an answer also. Thus, intellect is not atma. Why? Antakaranatvat. Because buddhi also is an instrument, inner equipment. Manas, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. So, it cannot be an agent. So, buddhihi na atma, jnanendriyani na atma, karmendriyani na atma. And the next one is what? Manascha etat. They came to the mind and asked the question, etat manaha atma kim? Is the mind atma? They asked and they came to the conclusion, etat manaha api na atma. It is also not atma. And how could they discover it so soon? Shankaracharya writes, you know, all these things Shankaracharya has commented. He writes, uttama adhikarinaha te. They are all seekers who were all uttama adhikaris, the greatest intellects. So they discovered so quickly. So, etat manascha na atma bhavati. Since mind and intellect have been dismissed, then we should also supply the Aztec upalakshanam. Along with that, chitta and ahankara also have to be dismissed. Then what is left out? Only the pancha pranas. If you take the subtle body, we have told it has got so many things, 19 things. That is karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, pancha pranadeha. Then manas, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. So now the pancha pranas only are left. And then they are also not atma. In short, every part of sukshma shariram is not atma. Therefore the conclusion is what? The total sukshma shariram is not atma because karana rupatva, they are all instruments, equipments. The entire sukshma shariram is not atma being in the form of karana. So this is one reason. And another reason also we can give, vikara rupatvat. Shankaracharya gives actually many reasons. Jada rupatvat, sangada rupatvat. Let us at least take only two. So karana rupatvat we just saw and vikara rupatvat because all of them change. Vikaram, jnanendriyas, karmendriyas and they are all changing. And in the antakarana also, inner equipments, the vrittis, the thoughts, they also change. Ghata jnanam, pata jnanam, manushya jnanam, they all change. And then if the sukshma shariram is not the atma, then what is atma? They made an inquiry. Those details are also not given. We have to supply all of them. Only two things have entered. One is sukshma shariram, another is chaitanyam in the body. If you remember the previous chapters. So, if sukshma shariram is not atma, what is left now? Shuddham chaitanyam eva atma iti nischitavantaha. The shuddha chaitanyam alone is atma. That is what they established. So, pariseshyat. Because that is the only thing that is left out. Chaitanyam eva atma iti nischitavantaha. Chaitanyam alone is atma. They concluded. Then how we can conclude that chaitanyam is the atma? Is it not the chaitanyam or the jnanam changing also all the time? For instance, if you take, okay, chaitanyam is jnanam. For instance, if we take, now my awareness is dealing with, let us say, a pot, a ghatam. So I call it as ghata jnanam, knowledge about the pot. The next moment, I got vriksha jnanam. I look at a tree, I got a vriksha jnanam. Then I get manushya jnanam. Then is it in the awareness also changing? If you want to ask, then we say, if all these jnanams, in all these jnanams, the thoughts alone change. Gata thought is changing to pata thought. And pata vritti changes to manushya vritti. So the thoughts alone change, but the jnanam, the awareness is changelessly inherent in all of them. Thus, the seekers, these people, they realize that the jnanam or awareness which is inherent in every piece of changing knowledge, that is the changeless awareness inherent in every piece of changing knowledge, that changeless awareness, that prajnanam. So this is not jnanam, this is prajnanam, is the atma, that changeless awareness. What is prajnanam? In Ghatagnanam, awareness is associated with Ghatavritti, the thought of the part. In Manushyagnanam, awareness is associated with Manushyavritti, thought of Manushya. So every knowledge we experience is associated with one object or the other. So we call it Jnanam. But when we dissociate the awareness from every object, that is Ghatagnanam minus Ghata is equal to what? Jnanam. Patagnanam minus Pata is Jnanam. Similarly, from every Vishaya Jnanam, we remove the Vishaya, the object, what is left out is Prajnanam, the pure awareness. So, Ghatagnanam, Patagnanam, they are called Savisesha Jnanam, qualified awareness, because associated with an object. And Prajnanam is the unqualified awareness, the Nirvisesha Jnanam, the Nirvisesha Chaitanyam. This Jnanam is permanent. Savisesha Jnanam comes and goes. So Ghatagnanam comes, Ghatagnanam goes. Then Manushyagnanam comes and goes. So Savisesha Jnanam is a changing one. Nirvisesha Jnanam is the changeless one, Prajnanam. So the changeless Nirvisesha Jnanam is inherent in changing Savisesha Jnanam. Like what? Like the changeless water is inherent in the changing waves. The changeless gold is inherent in all changing ornaments. The ornament can be a ring today, it can be a chain tomorrow, it can be a bracelet. Similarly, the changeless awareness is inherent in the changing pieces of knowledge. But the problem is what? When all objects are removed, they are all removed, the Nirvisesha Chaitanyam alone is left. But since the Nirvisesha Chaitanyam, the pure awareness, is divisionless, it never can be experienced by us. Because experience requires what? The division of the experiencer and the object. That is why in Sushupti, in deep sleep, Nirvisesha Chaitanyam alone is there. Because there are no objects in deep sleep, no dream either. So in deep sleep, the Chaitanyam is not associated. These are all concepts we already know. The Chaitanyam is not associated with any object. So there should be only Nirvisesha Chaitanyam in Sushupti. But what we experience in Sushupti? Only blankness. Therefore, when one comes to Nirvisesha Jnanam, one experience is what? Will be blank. And therefore, if one has to experience Nirvisesha Chaitanyam, one has to take the help of an object. Or a Savisesha Jnanam has to be taken. And through that Savisesha Jnanam, through that object Jnanam, Nirvisesha Jnanam can be understood. Nirvisesha Jnanam cannot be directly understood because it is not an object. It is not a peculiar thing. We have seen this before also with the example of light. Even though light cannot be directly experienced, we take the help, for example, the hand on which the light falls. It is reflected. So we recognize the light with the help of the hand. And when we understand the light, the hand is dropped. Therefore, experience the light along with the hand, but understand the light without the hand. This is called understanding the pure light through the medium of hand. So how the entire thing has become a medium. Similarly, take Ghata Jnanam, remove Ghata. What is left out is pure Chaitanyam. Therefore, Antakarana Vritti Dvara Eva. Through the medium of Antakarana Vritti thoughts, through the thought alone, the awareness can be experienced by us. And therefore, every thought becomes what? A medium of recognizing the awareness. What type of awareness it is? Which is free from the medium of thoughts. Look at this, how nice it is. Every thought becomes a medium for recognizing awareness. But what type of awareness it is? Which is free from the medium of thoughts. So the thoughtless awareness is recognized through the thoughts. The handless light is recognized through the medium of hand. Similarly, the thoughtless awareness can be recognized only through the medium of thoughts alone. And which thought it should be? Can be any thought. To recognize the light, we don't need only the hand. I can recognize it through my leg also when the light falls on that. anything. So every thought or every vritti becomes a medium to recognize the awareness. And therefore the Upanishad says, every thought can be said to be the name of awareness. Look at that, the way how the Tarkikas and the Upanishad, the way they interpret. So every thought can be said to be a name of awareness. How? Because a name is what? Name is only an indicator of an object. Similarly, every thought is like a name. This is called Gauna Prayoga. It's like a name which is useful to reveal what? Awareness. So name reveals an object, thought reveals the awareness. Therefore, thought is as good as a name for awareness. That is why it was said in the Keno Upanishad also, Pratibodha Viditam Madam. At that time, we said it's one of the most important statements in Keno Upanishad. The whole discussion was centered on this only. So one can refer to those lectures, and those they are recordings are available for more interpretation on this. So every thought is a name, because name also reveals something. Thought also reveals something. Nama reveals nami, thought reveals awareness. So every thought is a name. How many varieties of thoughts can be there? The Upanishad gives a list of some of them that we will read in the next mantra. Sanyanam, sajnanam, ajnanam, vijnanam, prajnanam, medha, drishtihi, dhritir, matir, manisha, jyoti, smritihi, sankalpa, kratu, rasuhum, kamo, vashayiti, sarvan, yevayetani, prajnanasya, namadeyani, bhavanti. So all these indicate varieties of thoughts. Antakarana vrittayaha. And each one is called prajnanasya namadeyam. All of them names of prajnana. Why? Because it reveals prajnana. Just as namadeyam, name, reveals a person or an object. The first one is called samjnanam. Samjnanam, the basic awareness, which is in all living beings. And what do we mean by basic awareness? It is a type of thought, vritti, by which every jivarasi has got simple awareness of itself, that I am, which is common to plants, animals, humans, everybody. Because of which we call them a living being. A human being has got a larger awareness. He knows the environment better than an animal, which knows better than a plant. Plant has got only basic awareness of itself and surroundings. And this basic awareness, because of which we conclude something as a jiva rasi, is called sanyana. And it is supposed to be a type of vritti, again, thought. So, sarva deha vyapi chetana bhavaha, or called life, we can call it life, is sanyana. It's a type of vritti. Then, ajnanam, asamantat jnanam, superior consciousness or awareness, superior awareness. Because of which a person not only is aware of himself or herself and the immediate surroundings, he can be aware of the past, the present and future also. Trikala jnanam of yogis, dura drishti, trikala drishti, which is also another type of vritti only. So in sushupti, that is also absent. So Shankaracharya says, Ishvara bhavaha, he has a superior consciousness to know very wide things. Then vijnanam. Then vijnanam is kaladi visesha jnanam. Kaladi. So all kinds of color, fine arts, science, all those things. Jnanam of all those. Then vijnanam also is a vritti. All are vritti visesha only. Then prajnanam. This prajnanam is different from the prajnanam brahma. Prajnanam here means pratibha jnanam. So tatkalika pratibha. In English, we can call it, you know, ready wit or presence, you know, the capacity to think and know, judge and answer quickly in a moment. Quick presence. In this context, we can say, you know, Swami said the prajnanam, the prajnanam brahma, we are going to talk about it later. So there it will be pure consciousness. Here it is only a type of vritti, which a person can have. It's a flash, you know, we say a flash, the momentary response, like politicians, like the comedians perhaps. They have the flash, you know, quick response. That tatkalika pratibha, that ready-wittedness. So then medha, medha is intelligence, these are all names known to us. Drishti is perception, dhritihi is perseverance or courage, the capacity to hold on to any pursuit, that is dhriti. and matihi is reflection, or repeated thinking, manana. Then manisha is free will, swatantriya. And then jyutihi is sorrow, dukkham. Then smriti, memory. Then sankalpa, imagination, fancy, planning and all that. Then kratuhu is determination. Normally, sankalpa and kratuhu are used synonymously. But since both words are used, we give different meanings. And then asuhu means liveliness, vitality. And that is also a vritti, by which the mind is lively. For some people, the mind is always dull, a tamasic mind. Here it is a sattvic vritti, alert mind. Not physical alertness, but mental alertness. Then kamaha is desire. Then finally, vashaha. Vashaha also is desire. But Shankaracharya writes, since both the words are given, he gives kama all desires in general, and vashaha sexual desire. That's what Shankaracharya interprets. So in short, these are only an example of a few vrittis, few thoughts. What is the idea? The idea is any vritti can be taken as a medium. Any thought can be taken as a medium. For example, if you take an umbrella and see the umbrella and then you drop it, what will be our tendency? Our tendency will be to say that there is nothing. I saw an umbrella, I took it and I dropped it, there is nothing now. But the umbrella awareness is still there. The knowledge is there. Suppose the knowledge also goes along with the umbrella, let us assume. Then what will happen? Next knowledge will not happen. But we find when umbrella goes, the awareness continues. That is why when it is replaced by a book, again awareness gets associated with the book. And it becomes what? Book awareness. Thus the objects come and go, but the awareness is constantly there. When all objects are removed, we say it is blank. But that blankness is nothing but Shuddha Chaitanyam. That is why the Buddhists, they call it Shunyam. But we say, Sunya Swapi Sakshi. The Sunyam is nothing but you, the pure awareness. So, Sarvanyeva Yetani Prajnanasya Namadeyani Bhavanti. They become the names of Prajnanam. Now here, pure awareness, here this Prajnanam. So all these are only names of pure awareness. That means all these thoughts are only medium of recognizing the pure awareness. With this, the Mahavakya, in the Mahavakya, Tattvamasi, Tvam Padartha Vichara, the inquiry into the Tvam Pada. So that is the essence of the individual that is discovered. And what is the essence of every individual? Pure awareness. Now what is necessary? This pure awareness is identical with Brahma. Prajnana Brahma, that is the next statement. And this awareness is not limited to the body, but it is all pervading. Just as you take, for example, a wave and recognize the water in the wave. But when you recognize the water, remember, water is not only behind this wave, water is the content of all waves. Why all waves? It is going to be the content of all oceans. That is going to be the Mahavakya, which we are going to see in the next mantra. Yesha Brahmaisha Indraha, Yesha Prajapatihi, Yete Sarve Devaha, Imanicha Pancha Mahabhutani, Prithivi Vayurakashaha, Apo Jyoti Gumshi, Ityetani Imanicha, Shudra Mishrani Vabijani, Itaranicha Itaranicha, Andajanicha Jarujanicha, Swedajanicha Udbijanicha, Ashwagava Purushahastinaha, Yatkinchedam Prani Jangamancha, Patatricha Yachastavaram, Sarvam Tat Prajnanetram, Prajnane Pratishtitam, Prajnanetro Lokaha, Prajna Pratishta, Prajnanam Brahma. Most important shloka, Prajnanam Brahma, Mahavakyam is given here. Now, take the last word, Prajnanam Brahma. This Chaitanyam, which is behind every thought, which is different from the thought, this Chaitanyam is Brahma. Nothing but the Paramatma, said in the beginning of the Upanishad, if you remember. The first line of the Upanishad was what? Atmava idam eka agre asit nanyat kinjana mishate. This is what was said in the first sentence of the Upanishad. So, the Upanishad began with Paramatma, which alone is appearing as this creation. Here, Brahma means what? The Paramatma alone, which is Jagat Karanam. So, this awareness alone is the Brahma, the Jagat Karanam, that is Jagat Rupena Avabhasamanam, because we have seen this, Brahma, Brahman is not only Nimitta Karanam, Upadana Karanam cha, material cause and instrumental cause, and as Upadana Karanam, Brahman alone is manifesting as the creation. So, when I say gold is the cause of all the ornaments, it is as good as saying gold is the ornament. So, when we say the cause of the part, clay is the cause of part, it is as good as saying clay alone appears as part. Similarly, when we say Brahman is the cause of the universe, Brahman alone is appearing as the universe. In short, Brahman is everything. Brahmaiva sarvam. Why? Sarva karanatva. Because it is the cause. And now what does the Upanishad say? Prajnanam Brahma and Brahma, Prajnanam Brahma it says, and Brahma is Sarvam. So if you join both of them together, what will happen? A equal to B, B equal to C, then A equal to C. So Prajnanam Brahma, Brahma eva Sarvam, Tasmat Prajnanam eva Sarvam. Prajnanam alone is everything. Therefore this awareness alone is everything. Therefore whenever I say, I, the word I refers to this awareness. And I, the pure awareness, is everything. That is the essence given here in this shloka. We will see. Esha Brahma, this prajnana atma, the jivaha, alone is the creator. Here Brahma, Brahma is Chaturmukha Brahma, the creator. We should be careful. There are two Brahmas. One is the prajnana atma. That is prajnana atma alone is the creator, the Hiranyagarbha. And Eshaha Indraha. Prajnanamatma is Indra, then Prajapatihi, he is the Virat, then Sarve Devaha, Prajnanam is all gods, then Imanicha, Pancha Mahabhutani, all the five elements are also is Prajnanam. Remember, Prajnanam is I, we should remember that, I. Because we started the chapter with Koyam Atma, I am Brahma, I am Virat. I am all gods. I am all the Panjamahabhutas. Namely, Prithvi, Vayu, Akasha, Apaha and Jyotihi. Jyotihi refers to here Agni. And Imani cha Kshudra Mishrani. Imani means all living beings. Mishram is including Kshudra. Mishram means including. Kshudra means the smallest organism or living beings. Alpa Prani, like insects. Iva is an expletive, Swamiji says, without any special meaning. So, it is an expletive. And Bijani means all these living beings are the parents or causes for its own future generations. Swajatiya Karana Bhutani Bijani. They are like seeds. So, here Bijam is not like, as I told, is not like seed, it is but Karana, the cause. Thus, every human being is the Bijam, the cause for the next generation of human beings. Similarly, every cow is the cause for the next cow species. So, Kshudra Mishrani Bijani. And all these living beings, which are Itarani cha Itarani, of various types, it is repeated actually to indicate, Itarani is repeated to indicate varieties of types. So, what are the varieties? All living beings actually are divided into four varieties, according to the scriptures. And Andajani, all living beings born out of eggs, the egg born. Then Jarujani, all beings born out of the womb born, the humans and all that. And Shvedajani, all beings born out of the moisture, refers to all insects. They are born out of minute eggs which come in the moist places. You know, all these various places, stagnant water, mosquitoes come so much. And Udbidjani, all plants and trees. Literally that which comes out breaking the earth. So, Bhumim Udbidya Jatani. So, not only that, Ashwa, Gavaha, Purushaha, Hastinaha, horses, cows, humans, elephants, all of them. Here, Ashwa is not Ashwa Shariram, but the Chaitanyam in Ashwa, Ashwa Sharira. That is nothing but me. And Chaitanyam in cow is nothing but me. Similarly, Purusha Chaitanyam, Hasti Chaitanyam, all are nothing but I, the original Chaitanyam. So these are all Sajatiya Nirakaranam. So they, because all of them are living species, same species. And like Prani is living beings indicating the Chaitanyam in that living being. And the living beings are broadly classified also into three categories. One is called a jangamam. Jangamam means the moving about, the ones that can move like humans, animals and all that. Then patatri, the flying beings like the birds, insects and all that. And sthavaram, the non-moving ones like the trees and all that. And in short, all the chaitanyam in every chetana vastu is nothing but me alone. That is, one paramatma alone is appearing as all jivatmas. Really speaking, jivatma is only an appearance of I, the paramatma. Here, the one question might come. I am the chaitanyam, accepted. Okay. And I, the chaitanyam, am identical with the chaitanyam in every being. That is also can be accepted. But what is the third thing? That alone is difficult to understand. How can I, the chaitanyam, be identical with the inert universe? Living beings, okay. The inert universe. So, chetana jadayoho aikyam katam syat. How there can be aikyam between chetana vastu and jada vastu? The idea is what? When we say chetanam and jadam are identical, what does it mean? For example, a person sees a rope, the same rope snake example, and mistakes it as a snake. And someone tells him, what you see as snake is only a rope. So, what is his teaching? The snake which you are seeing is nothing but rope. What does it mean? Can we say he is identifying snake and snow rope? It is not possible. Why? Snake is chetanam. Rope is jadam. So, jada chetanayoho aikyam katam syat na sambhavati. So, when he says snake is nothing but rope, it means, really speaking, there is no such a thing as snake at all. What you have misunderstood as snake is nothing but rope. Snake is not there. Similarly, when the Upanishad says that the jada prapancham is nothing but you, the chetanam, prajnanam chaitanyam, what does it mean? Our answer is, really speaking, we don't say jada prapancham is chaitanyam. What we really say is, what you have mistaken as jada prapancham is nothing but chaitanyam. In fact, there is no jada prapancham at all. It is an error. There is only chetanam, you. That is why when you try to inquire into jada prapancha, the scientists, you always get into trouble. The scientists are trying to analyze the jada prapancha in various ways. They always face blocks because nature can never be understood completely by any amount of inquiry, because there is no matter at all, according to Vedanta. Matter is mistaken consciousness, is mistaken prajnanam. Consciousness is consciousness, taken is consciousness. Consciousness mistaken is matter. Therefore, when we say chaitanyam is identical with jada prapancham, it does not mean that they are identical. It means there is no jada prapancham other than chaitanyam at all. Chaitanyam alone is mistaken as jada prapancha. Okay, where did you get all this? People might ask this question. The Upanishad is going to tell. It says, sarvam tat prajnanat. Prajnana netram. Prajnana netram. Netram, that which gives the existence, is netram. So, satta pradata, the one that gives the existence. It is derived from the root ni, to bring. It is derived as sattam prapyate anena iti netram. That because of which everything comes to exist. So, everything is prajnana netram. So, prajna eva satta pradata yasya sarvasya jagataha. So, for the entire inert universe, chaitanyam alone lends existence. That means the world does not exist independent of chaitanyam. Therefore, chaitanyam satyam jadam mithya. That which seems to exist but does not exist really. Matter also seems to exist. On inquiry, it doesn't. We say it is molecule, then atoms. Further inquiry leads to subatomic particles, then waves, and uncertainty principle. Like our snake examples. So, there is no jada prapancha at all. Therefore, prajna netram. So, prajnane pratishtitam. Prajna netro lokaha. ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రతిష్ఠిత. వై డూ యూ సే ప్రజ్ఞానం ఇస్ ద సత్తా ప్రదాత ఆఫ్ ద జడం గివ్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్? వై డూ వి సే దట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ లెన్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ టు ఇనర్ట్ మ్యాటర్? హీ సేస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ సింపుల్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ బీయింగ్ కారణం అండ్ మ్యాటర్ బీయింగ్ కార్యం, కారణం కార్యస్య సత్తాం ప్రదాతి. సిన్స్ చైతన్యం ఈస్ ది కాస్ అండ్ మ్యాటర్ ఈస్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్, ది కాస్ లెన్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ టు ది ఎఫెక్ట్, లైక్ ద గోల్డ్ లెన్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ టు ఆర్నమెంట్స్. ఓకే, వాట్ ఇస్ ద డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ దెన్ కారణం? సృష్టి స్థితి లయ హేతు కారణం, ద వన్ దట్ గివ్స్ రైస్ టు క్రియేషన్ సస్టెనెన్స్ అండ్ లయం. సో యతో వాయుమాని భూతాన్ని జాయంతే యన జాతాన్ని జీవంతి, ఆల్ దాట్ దట్ వి సా ఇన్ తైత్తిరీయ ఉపనిషత్. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ హియర్. సో ప్రజ్ఞానే ప్రతిష్ఠితం, ప్రజ్ఞానే ప్రతిష్ఠం రెఫర్స్ టు ద సృష్టి కారణం, క్రియేషన్. దం ప్రజ్ఞానేత్రో లోకః స్థితి కారణం, అండ్ ప్రజ్ఞాన ప్రతిష్ఠిత లయ కారణం. అండ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రజ్ఞానేత్ర లోకః, ది నేత్ర యాక్చువల్లీ రెఫర్స్ టు వ్యవహారం, ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్. బికాస్ నేత్రం నీయతే వ్యవహార యోగ్యతాం ప్రాప్యతే అనేన ఇతి నేత్రం. ఆల్ వ్యవహారాస్ ఆర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్యం. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ టీచింగ్ వ్యవహార, ఐఎమ్ టీచింగ్ లెట్ అస్ సే నౌ అండ్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్ లిసనింగ్, బికాస్ టీచింగ్ వ్యవహార ఇస్ బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ కాన్షియస్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్సో కాన్షియస్, దట్స్ వై యు ఆర్ ఆల్ లిసనింగ్ టు ఆల్సో. లైక్వైజ్ ఆల్ వ్యవహారాస్, దర్ఫోర్ ప్రజ్ఞానం లెన్స్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, టు ప్రజ్ఞానం లెన్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ టు చేతన ప్రపంచ అండ్ టు అచేతన ప్రపంచ ఆల్సో, దట్ ఈస్ ఇనర్ట్. సో ఇన్ షార్ట్, దర్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ అదర్ దాన్ ప్రజ్ఞానం, నో ఎఫెక్ట్ అదర్ దాన్ కాస్. దర్ఫోర్ ప్రజ్ఞానం హ్యాస్ బికమ్ సజాతీయ విజాతీయ స్వగత భేత రహితం. దీస్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ ఫెమిలియర్ టు అస్, సజాతీయ విజాతీయ స్వగత భేద. బికాస్ ఇన్ మీ there is no head leg separate, they are all I am the total consciousness, and other than me there is no second consciousness at all, because I am the only consciousness, and ekameva advitiyam, and other than me there is no matter also, because matter also is nothing but consciousness mistaken. Such a chaitanyam can be only one and has to be infinite. Therefore, prajnanam I, the chaitanyam, am sajatiya vijatiya swagata beta rakitam brahma aham brahma asmi. If at all I see any beda, any differences, the bedam is only a mistake upon myself. Just as I create all bedas in dream, out of ignorance I create all bedas. But I as myself am brahma, I am infinite. Brahma, brik dhatu, big, mean it means big. Brahma, the infinite. So by the word Brahma, the Upanishad indicates the Atma, which was said in the beginning of the Upanishad. Atma va idam agre, eka agre asit, nanyat kinchana mishatem. So the Upanishad began with Paramatma, Atma, which alone is appearing as the creation and na anyat. Other than that Atma, there is nothing else. In conclusion, what do we say now? I am that Brahma, the Paramatma, which doesn't have anything other than itself. That is, I am Jivatma is a mistake. I am Paramatma is the right knowledge. There is no second thing other than me, either to threaten me, or to limit me, or to create ragadveshas in me, none. Therefore, why I should feel samsara at all? Samsara means all those. Why should I feel samsara at all? So prajnanam brahma is the mahavakya. So with this the mahavakya is also over. Now the palashruti is given and the upanishad is concluded. Sa yetena prajnenaatmana asma lokadutkramya amushmin swarge loke sarvan kamanaptva amrutasama bhavate. For this knowledge, what is the phalam that is said here? Saha yetena prajnena atmana, yetena prajnana rupena atmana, by owning up the prajnana atma, that is the brahma atma, the infinite atma, what does he do? Asmat lokat utkramya. He goes beyond the body-mind level. Through the body-mind, what does it mean? Bandhu, mitra, kalatra, all those relationships and all that attachments. I am stuck in the fold of all these relationships, not knowing how to get out. Once I know I am the Chaitanyam, the greatest advantage is what? Identification with them, attachment towards them is completely broken. Therefore, asmat lokat utkramya. Here loka refers to ahankara and mamakara groups, not the worlds. He goes out of them, which is known as jivan mukti. So the same idea comes in Keno Upanishad also. Asmat lokat pretyam amrita bhavanti. That's what we read there. And having enjoyed jivan mukti, amishmin swarge loke. At the end of prarabdha, the physical body drops off. He gets merged into Brahman. Yatha ghatakashaha mahakashena aikyam prapunoti. As the part space merges with the total space. In the same way, amushmin loke, brahmani, amushmin means amushmin tajyapta lakshya brahmani. So that brahmani in the Brahman, which is known as swarge loke. It is not swarga loka, but it is moksha. We already described this earlier also, which is not a loka. He gains videha mukti also. So sarvan kaman aptva, fulfilling all his desires. It is as good as fulfilling all desires. That's what we interpreted earlier also. That means he has no desires at all. When you will have desires, when you think you are apurnaha, then only to fulfill yourself, you have desires to fulfill yourself. When you are already purnaha, there is nothing to fulfill. So we have seen this also in Taittiriya Upanishad also. So oshnute sarvan kama ansaha. Same thing we saw there. So we have to refer to that. So sarvan kaman aptva amritaha samabhavate. Amritaha samabhavate. He becomes immortal Brahman. Amritaha. Again becomes in within quotes. All these becomes and all we have explained earlier. So it is repeated also. That is what, why it is repeated. Avadharanartham. That is essentially to give the guarantee. Yes, certain. And Upanishad samaptyarthancha. It also indicates the conclusion of the Upanishad. Certainly, he will be immortal Brahman, and to indicate the end of the chapter and the end of the Upanishad, it is repeated also. So in short, what is the phalam? Jivan mukti and videha mukti, they are the phalam. For knowing that I am sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, beta, rahitam, chaitanyam, asmi. That prajnanam Brahma. And there is nothing other than me. And with this Mahavakya, this chapter and the Upanishad is concluded. Now within the next 4-5 minutes, I will try to give a brief summary of this Upanishad. With that we will conclude this. So this Upanishad, as we said earlier, it consists of 3 chapters. And the first chapter deals with the revelation of Paramatma through Adhyaropa Apavada Prakarana. Through that method of Adhyaropa and Apavada. And that was done in the first chapter, 3 sections. Adhyaropa is another word for Srishti Prakarana, creation. Adhyaropa deals with Srishti. And Apavada is negating that. So Adhyaropa Apavada method is introducing Srishti and then negating it. So once you introduce Srishti and then negate it, what is left out? That is Atman. So the Advitiya Atma Paramatma. So Srishti was discussed actually in what? It was discussed in two and a half sections in 5 stages. Now number 1, Loka Srishti, creation of the 14 Lokas. Then Loka Pala Srishti, creation of the Devatas, Loka Palas. And Sharira Srishti, creation of bodies. And the Anna Srishti, creation of food for these bodies, and finally Jiva Srishti. So Srishti was discussed in 5 stages. And here we should remember, Jiva Srishti means Jiva was not created. Brahman came down to the body as Jiva. That is, Jiva Abhivyakti alone was considered Jiva Srishti. Jiva is never created. Brahman with the Vesham of body is called Jiva. So this was Srishti Prakaranam, and it was concluded by saying that this Jiva is a samsari, traveling from one abode to another abode. Traya avasata. If you remember this word, this is a unique word in Aitriya Upanishad. Avasata. Abode. And And at the end of the adhyaya, the chapter, the last two mantras, they did the apavada, the negation. And that pointed out that sa yetam purusham brahma tatamam apasyate. The wise man understands that Brahman alone is there. There is no creation at all. Creation is negated. No creation at all. So, Atman or Brahman is retained. And this is the essence of the first chapter. Then the second chapter, it is a smaller chapter, comprising of only one section. And here the samsara varnanam is done. The description of samsara. Because in the first chapter, the Upanishad had hinted at the samsara of the jiva. It indicated going from one abode to another. Then the question will be, what are the abodes of the jiva? That was discussed in the second chapter. Pitru Shariram is the first abode. Then Matru Shariram, mother's body, is the second one. And Swashariram, one's own body, is the third abode. So the first Shariram, I live in father's body as Retas. Or Bijam. Then in the mother's body as the fetus. And later I exist in my own body, Swasharira. So these are the three avasatas or abodes. And accordingly, we have three janmas also. So when we come from the first abode to second, that is from Pitru Shariram to Matru Shariram, this transfer is called Prathamam Janma. First Janma. And when we go from Matru Shariram to Swashariram, one's own body, that is the Dvitiyam Janma. And when we go from Swashariram to another Pitru Shariram, that is called Tritiyam Janma, third Janma. So Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam cycle is called the Samsara. Having discussed the Samsara, the Upanishad concludes how this cycle is broken through the words of the Vamadeva Rishi, who became a jnani in the mother's womb itself, garbe eva shayanaha. We saw those words. And what did he say? Now I have understood my true nature, Brahma Swarupam. And by this wisdom, I have broken the shackles of the body. Now I am a free bird, just as it breaks open the cage and flies away. And then from this, what do we get? Just as Vamadeva, we can also get liberation through Atma Jnanam. And this is the second chapter. And the third chapter has only one section. In the previous two chapters, Atma Jnanam was only mentioned. How it can be gained, that was not analyzed. And the Mahavakya Vichara, that comes in the third chapter. The inquiry into the Mahavakya Prajnanam Brahma. Here alone, the Tvam Padartha Viveka is done. The nature of the individual in Tattvamasi Tvam Padartham. It deals with the individual. Who am I? The analysis of who am I? We are not the body, we are not the mind, we are not the intellect. And then it said, I am Prajnanam. Samjnanam, Ajnanam, Samjnanam, Ajnanam, Vijnanam, Prajnanam, Medha, Drishtihi, Sarvanyeva Yetani, Prajnanasya, Namadeyani Bhavanti. They are all only various names. So, prajnanam, the pure consciousness, the unqualified consciousness, is the true nature of jiva. So, tvampada, the true nature of I. Then the Upanishad pointed out that this chaitanyam alone is everything. Yeshaha Brahma, Yeshaha Indraha, Yeshaha Prajapatihi, Yeshaha Panja Bhutani. So, this chaitanyam alone is appearing as everything, with varieties of namarupas. So, mithya nama rupa dvara ekam chaitanyam evam aneka videna bhati. It appears in so many ways. Concluding, the Upanishad said, tasmat prajnanam brahma. This chaitanyam or consciousness alone is everything. So, misunderstood consciousness or mistaken consciousness is matter. There is no matter at all. Taken consciousness, that is rightly understood consciousness, is consciousness. And since there is nothing other than consciousness, consciousness is brihattamatvat, very big, superlative, Brahma. Infinitely big, limitlessly big, absolutely big, superlatively big, unconditionally big. So, the Upanishad then concluded by saying, Prajnanam Brahma, it's a great Mahavakya, often quoted, which means Aham Brahma Asmi. Thus, the third chapter predominantly talks about the Mahavakya Vichara. Then the Palastuti was given. Parashruti was, the Palam is, it is fulfillment of all desires here itself. So, Sarva Kama Avaptihi, otherwise called Jivan Mukti, while living, and after death, Videha Mukti. He becomes one with Brahman. So, Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti are the Palam of Atmajnana. So, the third chapter was also concluded. So, Adhyaropa Apavada Prakaranam, Samsara Prakaranam, Mahavakya Prakaranam, all these three topics were elaborately discussed with this small and the beautiful Upanishad, the Aitriya Upanishad of Rigveda, that is also concluded. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Krishna Arpanamastu. Again, I offer my Sashtanga Namaskaras to my Gurus, my Acharya, Jagadguru, and also Swami Paramarthananda, whose lectures and teachings I have drawn upon immensely in all my lectures. I pray I give my namaskarams to all of them, and again thank all of you whomsoever wanted to consistently sit through all the lectures. That requires some perseverance. So thank you all. With this I conclude and open it for any questions.